Welcome to today's Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with District 39 State Senator Kevin Kinney.
Earlier this month, you voted nay on a bill which passed the Senate revising its mental health funding system, among other property tax changes. Can you explain your vote of nay on that legislation?
Well, I just think that in that particular bill, there is a lot of different things that we were voting on. Part of the concern that I have with the mental health issue of it is making sure that we have a sustainable funding source for our mental health, and so it doesn't have to compete every year coming back to the legislature and the mental health people being in there trying to get their share. One of the reasons that that this bill has gone so far is trying to get it off the property tax, and I'm not so much worried about getting it off the property tax. I think that we should be looking at that, but we got to make sure that we have a funding source that is stable for the mental health.
And do you expect this bill to also pass in the House?
Just talking with the different legislatures, I think that this is one of the things that they are looking at also, but portions of it may, but I don't know if the whole bill will pass.
When do you expect the Senate to vote on the bill that increases penalties for protesters and gives qualified immunity for motorists who happen to strike them?
I'm assuming it will be later this week on Wednesday, but I'm not certain. It's whenever the majority leader wishes to call it up.
The motorist portion of the bill, do you think that might give some people the feeling of carte blanche that might cause more, vehicle incidents with protesters like we've seen in Iowa City, in the past year?
Well, there's pros and cons to this bill. I like the bill as far as if you're trying to try to shut down an interstate and are out protesting on the interstate and someone is involved in an automobile accident and it's not per se the person that's up there that's protesting, it's going to be the person that is backing the interstate up in the secondary accident. I like the bill for that. There's certain things within towns or more of a controlled street that I don't agree with it as much, but I do like it for the interstate.
Would you want to say at this time whether you plan to support and vote in favor of this bill?
At this time, I'm actually working on a couple of amendments. I just got off the phone with our staff on this bill, on the overall bill. It's a very large bill that does a number of things, and I'm not willing to say at this time because I want to see where what the Republicans will do with some of the amendments that I know that are coming. And I do know the bill is changing. I've been told by some of my senator colleagues that the bill is going to be different, and what that means is I don't know yet because I haven't seen the amendments or been told what they exactly are.
Do you expect the House to pass a bill which increases the criminal penalty for those who attempt to hide a death?
I've been working on that this morning also, just trying to get language. I know that one of the House members would like to change it just a little bit, and working with him, have been all over the weekend trying to get some language that would be agreeable.
Are there other pieces of legislation that you're hopeful to still get passed by the end of the session?
I guess there's there's a number of pieces of legislation, but nothing that I just don't know if they're going to be called up. One of the pieces of legislation that I was working on was for elderly individuals or people with disabilities, that if someone is neglecting you that causes a death, that you could be charged under the homicide or murder statute. I know that passed last week. I was trying to address a couple issues that have either happened in Johnson and Washington counties, and we were able to get that passed. So there's a number of bills still moving. It's just that I don't know where some of them are right at the moment in the other chamber.
That was today's Halcyon House Washington page with District 39 State Senator Kevin Kinney. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.